now. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, recently announced that they're adopting a new nationwide alert code for missing and endangered people.
The code will be similar to Amber Alerts for missing children and Silver Alerts for missing and endangered seniors, but it will apply to adults who don't fit either of these categories.
FCC officials say the new alert code will be especially beneficial to tribal communities, as Indigenous people are at a disproportionate risk of going missing.
Justine Rufus is co-chair of Wisconsin's Task Force on Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and rural coordinator for the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault. She is a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Justine, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
How could this new alert system affect efforts to keep Indigenous people safe?
You know, this is one very large step that we're very excited about. Having an alert system for people in our community that have gone missing is really important. One, I think that immediately this alert goes across the nation and across from county to county, jurisdiction to jurisdiction, is really going to help with the urgency when someone has gone missing and folks going into action to look for our missing relatives. One thing I also think that there's going to be an effect is the community at large really doesn't know or isn't aware that this is a crisis in Indian country, that this is happening all over the United States. And so, unfortunately, I think this alert also will help the community realize the crisis that we're facing in our communities.
I wonder how might this new code system dovetail into the things you're working on within the task force?
I think that the this is one of the things that we asked for in part of our report that we're creating for the state of Wisconsin. We're creating a report in Wisconsin on the status of missing and murdered Indigenous people in our state. And I think this is one of the things that's very unique about Wisconsin is we've also created more of an implementation plan along with our report, something more actionable for our state to get a hold of and really start making some steps to addressing this crisis. And so I think this is one of the areas that we also recommended is that there be a system, an alert system, when our relatives go missing so everyone is aware and can immediately start looking for our relatives.
Because the time is crucial when someone goes missing. Those initial minutes and hours, those initial days, why are they so important?
I think especially for our community, it's so important because we lack like boots on the ground, having police officers in our community. So this will be a national alert, statewide alert, much like the Amber system where every officer will get notice if a relative is missing. And so it really helps if, for us to have other folks be aware that there's someone that is missing immediately will help folks start looking for that person, even outside of our jurisdictions. And so I think that because we don't have the manpower in our own communities, this is really, really going to be helpful.
Let's discuss the crisis for a moment. You say this is really a crisis level situation and people aren't aware. Across the country, Indigenous people go missing at disproportionate rates. The federal government's Bureau of Indian Affairs says Native American communities have struggled for decades with high rates of assault and abduction and murder of tribal members. What can you tell us about the situation here in Wisconsin?
I always say that I think that the situation is impacting our community as well, our state as well. I know a lot of times we can't believe that this type of crimes is happening right in our backyard, but it is happening here in Wisconsin. And we look at these small communities that and small tribes. We have 11 recognized, federally recognized tribes and one unrecognized tribe in the state of Wisconsin. We see the same thing as a national level, that this is much higher in our communities. It really is a crisis. And it's really the public isn't aware of it because we don't have a lot of media attention around our relatives when they do go missing. And I think that we also do lack resources to help look for our relatives when they are have gone missing or being murdered. So I think that that is something that we're seeing right here in Wisconsin.
We're talking with Justine Rufus, co-chair of Wisconsin's Task Force on Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, as we explore the FCC's new alert for missing Indigenous people, what it could mean for these efforts. Justine, Indigenous communities may turn to social media to spread awareness about missing community members. What effects do you see in the use of social media?
Social media nowadays is really key because so many of us are using platforms, social media. It really has, in some cases, made all of the difference. And so I think that I encourage folks when we have flyers to share that, because it's so instant for folks to be aware that there is someone that is missing and the details of that missing person. And so, yes, social media can be instrumental in the recovery of our relatives in a very, very fast way.
Has it been filling a critical gap when traditional media outlets aren't covering a story about a missing person in a tribal community?
That's a great point, because social media, you know, is shared by all of us as individuals. And so, yeah, it really doesn't make a difference, because it doesn't rely on folks to pick up the story or to share that. That's just common people that are sharing that versus mm-hmm. their own platforms. And so, that makes a tremendous difference, in especially in Indigenous cases.
In the past, we've talked about how data is so crucial in determining the root causes of Native women who have gone missing or are murdered. Are the states and the tribes getting anywhere on this issue? Are they working together on this?
You know, as far as the data goes, that it's very... We're facing that here in Wisconsin. Even in our report, one of the things that we're most disappointed by is we won't have the data. The data just doesn't exist. And so I know that for folks, they need to have that number to show that there's a crisis nationally. But we know in our communities that there is a crisis. So for us, it's sad that we don't have the actual data or hasn't been captured. And so that's one of the things we have large recommendations on in our report. But as far as tribal communities in this issue, this is one crisis that I think all tribes come together about trying to address this, because it is so historical and has been not spoken about for generations, about the type of crisis that's happening in our community. So our tribal leaders are very supportive of the task force and the work that we're doing. And so that's one thing we're very proud of the tribes are banding together to try to address this crisis.
Justine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate your time today.
Justine Rufus is co-chair of Wisconsin's Task Force on Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, talking about this new nationwide alert code for missing and endangered persons to support efforts in locating Indigenous women.